Microcast 10, audio boo boo. I don't know how old the audio boo stroke audio boom service is, but the first post on my blog about it is 2009. It's a very easy to use sound recorder, publisher, podcasting app. It was quite popular in education for a while. It changed over the years from being more about producing audio to, I think, listening when it changed its name from Audio Boo to Audio Boom. I've used it to do field recordings, to do short podcasts. I joined in with the UK Sound Map, which was a project that gathered sounds from all around the UK and threw them on a map using Audio Boo. I've used it to map my own boos, just messing about with the API and Google Maps. And probably most importantly, we used it as part of Edutalk. Way back when Edutalk started, it was a posterous site that allowed people to contribute audio about education by lots of different means, and Audio Boo was one of those. You recorded an Audio Boo, you tagged it, Edutalk, and it would get pulled in to our site, our posterous site. When sadly Posterous disappeared, we were left with a huge export and a pile of audio file names without links to gather this all back together again. And I spent a good solid weekend or two sorting out and recreating posts on a WordPress site on Edutalk to pull all the boos across. And since then we've used it. Now and then, some people have contributed a ton of audio. Ian Fields, probably by far and away the most, with his 365 project, which he's done an audio boo and kindly tagged Edutalk, so it gets pulled into our site. And we've used it, or encouraged people to use it, for different events and festivals. And with the Alt-C conference coming up, I had the idea of inviting attendees to contribute some audio to the podcast, to Edutalk, and thought, I'll just check out Audio Boo to see if I need to take new screenshots or anything like that. And I went and visited the site to be greeted with a notice that their terms and conditions were changing. Quite happy to click through those in the usual fashion without reading them. And then I find out that the service is shutting down. Or not shutting down. The free part is shutting down. This means that in a month after the October close date, the audio boos that have been published by people who don't pay will be turned into private boos. And they're not being available for embedding. On Edutalk, I think we've got over 2,000 audio contributions made over the last few years on Audio Boo, which means we'll have 2,000 posts on our site with embedded MP3s that won't play. So the next thing I did was checked out to see if they had an export function. I went to their help, typed in export, and lo and behold, nothing at all. I'm beginning to feel a wee bit sick. And I'm beginning to think I didn't really learn the lesson from Posterous well enough that we've relied on a service which has provided it free, and the people who provide it are at the right to change it. The only thing I can think of is to delete the 2,000 odd posts that contain audio boosts from Edutalk, which I think will be a great loss because they're a really interesting collection of audio but all sorts of aspects of education. Or to attempt to download 2,000 files, organise them along with the text to go with them, and then, after deleting the existing posts, upload these as podcasts in some way. I'm guessing it's going to be possible through using the Audio Boo API. I just need to figure out how to do it and download 2,000 MP3s, then figure out how to upload those all and make new posts for them in WordPress. I think this is possibly a lesson for people thinking about owning their own stuff and relying on services. And I'm now looking very nervously towards Flickr, which I've trusted with my photographs for quite a long time. Cheers.